Hello, my name is Jennifer from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on local issues. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves or extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate changes? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
It doesn't bother me. It's not at all concerned.
Okay. Thank you. Well, a recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Will you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Maybe a little.
So you could say that you somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Disagree.
I'm sorry?
I disagree about it.
Oh, so you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Yeah. Somewhat disagree.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland roads, bridges, electrical grids, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the weak oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost. Will you support or oppose this bill?
I oppose.
Okay, will you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Well, a recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings such as furnaces and water heaters cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Will you support or oppose such as air quality equipment standard?
So what was all that?
Sure, I can repeat it. Well, a recent analysis found that equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, caused 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
I oppose that.
Will you somewhat oppose or strongly
somewhat
oppose?
Somewhat oppose it, yeah.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to read you a list of various proposals being considered by the state of making Maryland's infrastructure better to be able to withstand the impact of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you will support or oppose the proposal. The first one is increasing access to public transportation. Will you support or oppose this?
I'd support that.
Will you somewhat support or strongly support?
Probably strongly.
Okay, the next proposal is providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Will you support or oppose this?
Somewhat support.
Thank you. Now the next one is installing air conditioning in buildings that need it. Will you support or oppose this?
I'd probably support that.
Okay. Will you strongly support or somewhat?
Somewhat support.
Okay. Now the next one is building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Will you support or oppose this?
Yeah, support it. Somewhat support.
Okay. The next one is expanding quality health care. Will you support or oppose this?
I'd support.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support it.
Okay. Thank you. The next one is protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise. Will you support or oppose this?
I oppose it.
Will you somewhat oppose
somewhat,
or strongly?
Somewhat oppose.
The next one is improving electrical grid reliability. Will you support or oppose this?
Support it.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
Yeah, strongly.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, how convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change? The first one is big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 70s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it is only fair that the same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Will you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing on that.
Okay. The next one is climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next one is the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worse by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Will you find this very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing? Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Thank you so much. Now the next one. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
No, diminish.
Thank you. The next one is, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion of that lawmaker, diminish your opinion of the lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
No impact.
Thank you. Now, if a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, will this enhance your opinion of the lawmaker, diminish your opinion of that lawmaker, or will it have no impact on your opinion?
Diminish.
Thank you. Will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to customers? Will you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose?
Oppose it.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat.
Thank you. If the 2024 elections were held today, for whom will you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as an independent?
Trump.
Thank you. And, well, these are just the last few questions, just for statistical purposes only, and will assist us gently in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
50 to 64.
Thank you so much. With which party are you registered to vote? Are you registered with Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Thank you. And what is your race? Are you white, African-American, or older?
White.
And may I know what's your gender?
Male.
Thank you so much. That was pretty much it. And thank you a lot for taking the time to take the survey with me today. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.
All right.
Okay. Bye.